Volunteers must meet 11 requirements before signing up for the HIV vaccine trial. They must either be men having sex with men or transgender females. They must have been sexually active in the last 6 months and also be HIV negative, circumcised, and between the ages of 18 and 50.
That's been one of the biggest challenges, is finding people who are actually eligible to be into the study.
That's Keith Barsky. He works for the Orlando Immunology Center, the only site conducting the trial in Florida. He's trying to recruit volunteers for the study at a health fair near downtown Orlando. On the table in front of him are yo-yos, mints, and condoms with the slogan, Stand Up for Love. Eric Alvarez of Orlando comes by and asks what the study is all about.
And then, so what do you do? Like, do you inject them with HIV afterwards and then go, oops, sorry.
No, absolutely not.
It didn't work.
The HIV vaccine is made from synthetic pieces of the virus and cannot cause an actual infection. However, the vaccine stimulates an immune response, which may cause the volunteer to show positive results in some HIV tests for life. Barsky explains all this to Alvarez and hands him a card.
Would you like to fill out one of the contact cards as well?
No, I'll think about it.
Okay.
Let's see. It's a little,
yeah. It is a lot to think about, for sure. Yeah.
As he walks away from the table, Alvarez says he doesn't think he will enroll in the study, since he's wary of clinical trials in general.
I don't know. It's a man-made, like, vaccine, and I don't know. You know, it's the whole... What is it? Who made it? Am I going to grow another eye, another thumb?
But some people are more trusting of clinical trials, like local resident Don Loftus.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, ma'am.
Loftus and his miniature schnauzer greeted me at the door of the Orlando apartment one morning last week. Loftus was the first volunteer to enroll in the HIV vaccine trial in Orlando. He'd heard about it on Facebook.
Well, I think people should participate in all sorts of medical trials and studies. Anything that they're interested in, or if they have the time and the ability to do so. Because without the testing, then they can't make the products.
For him, that outweighs the side effects of the vaccine, like pain at the injection site, headache, and fatigue. Loftus will continue going to the Orlando Immunology Center for the next 3 to 5 years for follow-ups. He says it's a small price to pay for the advancement of science. Research to develop an HIV vaccine has been going on since the 1980s. More than 20 clinical trials are taking place around the world right now, but this one is the farthest along. Dr. Edwin DeJesus of Orlando Immunology is optimistic an HIV vaccine will be widely available within his lifetime.
So I think that 20 years appears to be doable with the amount of knowledge that we have today. 10 years is pushing it, and anything below, shorter than 10 years is too optimistic.
Back at the health fair, study recruiter Keith Barsky says the day hasn't been too fruitful, but Orlando Immunology has already enrolled 14 people in the first 6 weeks. As time goes on, he hopes to find more candidates through social networking and gay dating sites.
This is one of the things that's necessary as a step to finding a preventive vaccine so that we can finally put an end to the whole world AIDS epidemic.
The vaccine trial hopes to enroll a total of 1,350 volunteers nationwide. For 90.7 WMFE News and HealthyState.org, I'm Yuna Lee.